From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey joins us with what to expect on the west side with that stretch of Madison Street that is going to be overhauled sooner or later. What's the deal on this, Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this is a project of many decades in the making, trying to improve Madison Street running through the west side. This is the targeted areas is about 3 miles between Hoyne and Keaton. Anyone that's driven down there or lives in that neighborhood knows it's really just been on the decline for decades, really accelerated by the riots that followed Martin Luther King's assassination in 1968. But they're trying very hard to get some ideas and some investment. The city's planning department launched a big study. They've been holding some public meetings, community gatherings to try to get ideas for what they can build there to sort of revive it from what it used to be. There is about $400 million in projects in the works right now, everything from wellness centers to community centers and clubs. So there is some public and private money going there now, but they're really trying to just turn a focus of the city's attention on building up Madison Street. As you know, as the near west side creeps further and further west, they're trying to get some of that money to go even further west, almost as far as East Garfield Park. So we'll see how that goes. They hope to get this study done by the spring and try to keep kicking it along.
In Westtown, a lot of folks are unhappy that Big Star is closing up.
I know it's really a bad sign when Big Stars are closing. These taco places have been popping up around the city. The original ones in Wicker Park, that one's safe. The one right across from Wrigley Field, that one is always hopping, and that's safe. But yes, this one in Westtown, it's at 551 North Ogden. They just announced yesterday they're shutting down October 24th. This was a seafood themed one, but they also had their famous tacos and other fare. But it's just not making it. This comes on the heels of Twisted Spoke, which is about a block and a half down Ogden, also just closed. So tough run for that stretch of Ogden in the Westtown neighborhood.
Yeah, the company, the owners of Big Star, they own quite a few places that are pretty popular, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's called One-Off Hospitality, and you probably know them from Avec, Publican Quality Bread, Dove's Luncheonette. They run a bunch of places. They own the Violet Hour, but that closed as well. So, yeah, just sort of things are in flux. I think you can point to just slow rebuild from COVID and just, you know, people, you know, drinking differently and eating differently a little bit nowadays.
Yeah, there was a story, I think it was the Wall Street Journal today, about people doing a lot more home cooking these days. On the Block Club Chicago website, there's a very good list of all the Halloween happenings, and there are plenty of them this year, aren't there?
Yeah, we've got more than 70 things on the list, and they're not all specific to Halloween night. Some of them are parades and markets that are happening between now and then. The Field Museum's having a spooky fest with animatronic spiders and bugs. No thank you on that one. That scares me. But there's a place called Jack's Pumpkin Pop-Up and Goose Island that's going to be open for the rest of the month, and that's a big old carnival, pumpkin patch, all sorts of spooky things if this is your time of year.
I think you're more of a River North and West Loop Halloween bar crawl kind of guy, Seamus.
That sounds like, talk about a horror show. I'm sure that's great, but yeah, good luck with that. I won't be there.
Check out the list, blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.